Today I'm going to talk about a Thanksgiving perspective. I know Thanksgiving was a couple days ago, and if you're like me, you still have turkey left. So Thanksgiving doesn't end until the last of the turkeys gone. And we still have turkey. And I ate turkey Thursday, and I ate turkey yesterday, and I'm probably going to eat turkey tomorrow. And before you know it, I'm going to start growing feathers and gobbling all over the place. But I gobbled down a whole bunch on Thanksgiving. But the what? Okay, turkey tacos. All right, I'm looking forward. Turkey tacos, yep. You know, it's important to have the right perspective about Thanksgiving. Let me start off by reading a proclamation that was made by Governor Bradford in 1623. That's quite a long time ago, 1623. That's before this country was even officially a nation. And Governor Bradford in 1623 said, and this was 3 years after the Pilgrims settled at Plymouth. He said, "To all ye pilgrims, inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, and peas, and squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forests to abound with game, and the sea with fish and clams. And as much as he has protected us from the raid of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, had granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim to all ye pilgrims with your wives and ye little ones that you do gather at ye meeting house on ye hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November ye 29th of the year of our Lord, 1623, and the third year since ye pilgrims landed on ye Plymouth Rock. Listen, there to listen to ye pastor, and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings." Thank you, Lord. Now this past Thursday was Thanksgiving. One day in which we, like those early pilgrims, set aside time in all of our busy schedules to give thanks to God. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but the Word of God tells us that this should be a continual daily attitude, not just once a year. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 5, in verse 19 through 20, it says the following. And it commends us to, it says, "Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah." Always giving thanks. And also in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, it says that we are to rejoice always. We are to pray constantly. In everything, we are to give thanks, for this is God's will for you in the Messiah Yeshua. Now, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul's main subject here is praise and thanksgiving. Notice that there's also some other important words in there in these passages. He mentions always, constantly, and in everything, we are to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Now, it sounds as if he's talking about a synagogue service here, doesn't he? Praise and thanksgiving and rejoicing. Especially in Ephesians we just read, where he says, "Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making music in your heart." But he isn't. He's talking about a continual attitude that we as believers need to have. An attitude that's in the heart. And really, Thanksgiving is not just a meal where we sit down and have turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and those little crescent rolls that I like with a lot of butter on them, dipped in gravy. And oh, I'm going to get you all hungry, aren't I? Thanksgiving is an attitude that's in our heart. It has to be a continual Thanksgiving that's in our heart. How are we to be to one another? How do we treat one another? Can we have this attitude continually, especially in all circumstances, in all situations, can we give thanksgiving to God? I believe the answer lies in our perspective of thanksgiving. We need the proper perspective, don't we? Listen to this story here. Says this one young lady rode home from college. We'll call her name Catherine. Oh, you graduated, right? One young lady rode home from college. Dear Mom, sorry I haven't written sooner. My arm really has been broken. I broke it, and also my left leg, when I jumped from the second floor of the dormitory when we had the fire. We were lucky. A young service station attendant saw the blaze, and he called the fire department. And they were there in minutes. I was in the hospital for a few days. Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. And because it was taking so long to get our dormitory livable again, I moved in with him. He has been so nice. I must admit that I'm pregnant. I hope things are fine at home. I'm doing fine, and will write more when I get a chance. Love, your daughter, Susie. P.S. None of the above is true, but I did get a C in sociology, and I flunked chemistry. I just wanted you to receive this news in its proper perspective. To be thankful in all circumstances, we need to have a proper perspective of our circumstances and of our God. Only then will we be able to give thanks to God continually, always, and constantly. Now, I believe there are at least three attitudes that steal away our gratitude. Three things that keep us from being thankful. One is our pride. Does anyone here have any pride? Our pride. This is the attitude that says, nobody has ever given me a thing. I worked hard for everything I have. For years, I studied hard. Now it's paying off. Now, with this kind of attitude, we feel that we have no one to thank but ourselves. And we become selfish. Secondly, another attitude that keeps us from being thankful is a critical spirit. Anybody here has a critical spirit? Anybody? Well, let's see about that. How about constant complaining? Uh-oh. I'm kind of in that boat a lot of the times. I'm a complainer. Instead of being grateful, this type of person will always find something to complain about. And I have to admit, and I'm the rabbi here, okay? I often find a reason to complain about something or everything always. And I shouldn't. I'm trying to do better. I don't want to be a complainer. I want to be thankful at all times. Like Irene said, okay. A third attitude that keeps us from being gracious is carelessness. Someone once said that if the stars only came out once a year, we would stay out all night to watch them. But because they're there every night, we've grown accustomed to them. Yeah? That's you, okay. Now, the children of Israel, they grumbled because they had no food. So God miraculously sent them manna to cover the ground each day except the Shabbat. Then they started to grumble because it was the same thing every day. Then God gave them a miracle. Every day it was a miracle. Straight from God every day. but they were not satisfied. Because of pride, carelessness, or critical spirit, we'll never be truly thankful for all that God has given us. Anybody here ever hear of Rudyard Kipling? Yeah? Wrote the Jungle Book. Anybody see the new Jungle Book movie? Shanika saw it. Okay. You saw it. I saw it. Anyway, I used to love the cartoon, Disney cartoon, the Jungle Book. The bare necessities, the simple bare necessities, the simple bare necessities of life. Remember that? Baloo the bear? Yeah, I like Tim. Yeah, Bob has that move. Anyway, he was a great writer and a poet whose writings all of us have enjoyed. We've enjoyed the stories. Unlike many old writers, Kipling was one of the few who had an opportunity to enjoy success while he was still alive. He also made a great deal of money at his trade. One day, a newspaper reporter came to him and said, "Mr. Kipling, I just read that somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to about $100 a word." Wow. So Mr. Kipling raised his eyebrows and said, "Really? I certainly wasn't aware of that." So the reporter cynically reached down in his pocket and he pulled out a $100 bill. And he gave it to Kipling and said, "Here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now, you give me one of those $100 words. Now." So Mr. Kipling looked at that $100 bill for a moment. He took it. He folded it up. He put it in his pocket and he said, "Thanks." Hallelujah. That was the $100 word. Thanks. And he enjoyed that $100. He's right. That word thanks is certainly a $100 word. In fact, I would say it's more like $1 million word, isn't it? It's one word that is too seldom heard or spoken by us and too often forgotten, isn't it? If we would all adopt an attitude of thanksgiving into our lives would be different. Our lives would be changed. We would savor each day, wouldn't we? If any nation ought to be thankful to God and grateful for His goodness, it ought to be America here. We in America, we should really be thankful. If any people in America ought to be thankful to God and grateful for His goodness, it ought to be us, the believers. In Luke 17, we read about 10 men who were healed by Yeshua of their leprosy. This is in Luke 17. And one of those 10 men, or out of those 10 men, there were only one that came back to give thanks. The other 9 didn't. And Yeshua said, "Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? Are you the only one to come back? Are you the only one willing to take time? Was he the only one willing to come back and say, 'Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.'" And because of that, Yeshua said to him, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well." We have to be a people full of thanksgiving. Have you ever wondered why Yeshua said that? I mean, like the others. Where are the others? The man was already healed, this man. Healed of this leprosy from the time they went to show themselves to the priest. But when Yeshua says to this one man, "Your faith has made you well," he wasn't talking about physical healing here because he was already healed. He was talking about a spiritual one, a spiritual healing. His faith has made his spirit well. It was also a mental one, his mind. In fact, his whole body was made whole because he was willing to give it all, come back, and fall down at the foot of Yeshua. We too are made whole by our thanksgiving. You know, psychologists today tell us that sincere gratitude, thanksgiving, is the healthiest of all human emotions. Thanksgiving. a man named Hans Selye, who is considered the father of stress studies. Anybody stressed in here? Well, he was the father of stress studies. Has said that gratitude produces more positive emotional energy than any other attitude in life. Gratitude produces more positive emotional energy than any other attitude in life. And I'm positive. And a thankful heart will endear other people to us as well. Because thanksgiving is not only good for the giver, but it's also good for the receiver. I think all of us like when somebody says thank you. Doesn't that make you feel good? Someone says, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. God appreciates our thanksgiving. It lifts Him up and it glorifies God. And thanksgiving endears Him to us. It draws us closer. If we are not grateful, if we do not express our thanksgiving, then it can have the opposite effect. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I actually went to the wrong page. It's okay. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks in all things. Okay. Thanksgiving endures Him to us. It draws us closer. Oh, no, I didn't. Let's all give thanks to God. You know, if we're not grateful, if we don't express that thanksgiving, then it can have the opposite effect. You know, in Romans 1:21, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, says, "For even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, or give Him thanks. Instead, their thinking became futile, and their senseless hearts were made dark." You know, we say thank you to God when we spend time with Him. Not just a few minutes here and there, but consistently, weekly, daily, spending time with Him. We say thank you to God. We say thank you to God when we forgive other people. God wants us to be a people who forgive one another. We say thank you to God when we serve in His synagogue, in His body. We say thank you to God. We say thank you to God when we share His plan of salvation with the lost. We say thank you to God when we reach out to hurting people. We say thank you to God because God has given. When we give God the best of everything, when we give God our all, we are thanking God. We say thank you to God when we praise Him enthusiastically from the heart. And God wants us to give thanksgiving from the heart. An experiment was done in New York City Central Park, where an advertising firm dressed up a man as a blind man and gave him a cup to collect money. And one day they put a sign around his neck that said, "I'm blind," and had this cup. And on that day he collected about $4 the whole day. $4. So the next day they dressed him up the same way and they placed him in the same place, but now they changed what it said on the sign. Instead of saying, "I'm blind," it said, "It's spring and I'm blind." It's spring. You know, it's outside. It's spring now. That day he collected $40. Why was that? Because those people realized how blessed they were because they saw the flowers and they saw the birds and they saw the sunrise and they saw the sunset. And they were blessed by that. So they gave him more money. Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, says we are to give God thanks in all circumstances because this is God's will for you in the Messiah, Yeshua. This is God's will for you to do that. And He knows that if we do it, then our lives will be different. Our lives will be changed. When we realize how much God alone, or how much God has done for us, and how much He continues to do so, we should be more happy to give something back to Him. This comes through our time and also our financial giving. Someone has said that for Thanksgiving to be real, Thanksgiving must be broken up into two parts. Number one, there must be thanks. And secondly, there must be giving. You know, when we go to a restaurant, Irene and I go to Olive Garden, you know, now and then, because Josh, my son, works there, and Catherine works there, and a bunch of young people that Josh and Catherine are friends with that we've been praying for. There's a couple, I guess they're both Muslim, aren't they? So we've been praying for them. We go there. You know, when you go to a restaurant like Olive Garden or something, if you get good service, you know, you're supposed to give 15% or more if you got good service. But for some reason, many have a problem with giving just 10% to God. So if the server did a great job, you give them their 15%. But when it comes to God, we don't show the same gratefulness and the same thanksgiving that we would give to a server. If we're thankful to God, then we should be glowing. You will not be constantly critical. If you're thankful to God, you won't be pessimistic all the time, but eternally thankful. Though the difficult times are just that, they're not going to break you. The difficult times will not break you. Henry Frost. Everyone knows Henry Frost? Related to Jack Frost? No. Henry Frost served for many years as a missionary to China. In his journal, he wrote of a very difficult time in his life. And he says in his journal, "I had received sad news from home, and deep shadows had covered my soul. I prayed, but the darkness just wouldn't go away. The darkness wouldn't vanish. And I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened and got worse. Then I went to an inland station, and I saw on the wall of the mission home these words, 'Try Thanksgiving.'" Try Thanksgiving, written on the wall. "I did," he said, "and in a moment every shadow was gone, not to return." You know, the psalmist was right when he said, "It is good, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." If you've been going through some difficult times, and you've prayed, but it seems like those difficult times, those problems are still there, have you told yourself to keep on going on and it would someday disappear? But it just seemed to be getting deeper and worse and darker. Just like Henry Frost tried. I want you to try the same thing. Try Thanksgiving. Try Thanksgiving. Instead of complaining, instead of being angry, doubtful, pessimistic, critical, feeling hopeless, try Thanksgiving. Lift your hands before God. Thank Him for salvation. Thank Him for your life, eternity. Thank Him for the sun, the moon, and the stars. Thank Him for His goodness, for His Son, Yeshua. Try Thanksgiving. I believe you'll have a different perspective. And God will begin to answer you. God will begin to touch you. God will begin to do what you need in your life. But we need to have that proper perspective. So let's try Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray.